When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Well, Patrick, your twins continue to be the Whiffle Whats?
The Whiffin' Poofs.
The Whiffin'
Poofs. The Whiffin' Poofs, or we're kind of going with Popkins Pop Guns now, too. We kind of like that, Popkins Pop Guns. But I don't think we should put too much blame on the pitching hitting coach, but we should fire him. You know, anyway, because he's not making anybody better. You got to make somebody better, don't you?
I would hope.
The only guy that got made better is Wallner, and he's in AAA. Who's the AAA pitching hitting coach? Let's bring him over here.
Yeah, and we won't call him up because you got Garlick, and then you got two guys not playing.
We called up Garlick because they think they're going to face a lot of lefties here. But here, let me start with Correa. Correa has some form of plantar fasciitis, which if you have any knowledge of the Twin Cities and you're mentioning an injury, you should never say it's plantar fasciitis, right? They should say he's got a sore tendon down there underneath his foot. You know, they should not say that because we think of point guards who played 10 out of 82 games, right, when they did that. So whatever he has, you don't play him all weekend. And now you're going on the road to play a week of games on artificial turf. I can bet you, I'll give you 2-to-1 odds, my 20 to your 10, that he'll play Tuesday, but he won't play Wednesday because they're saying, well, we don't want to play him 2 days in a row on artificial turf coming off an injury. I'll bet you anything they tell us that we can't. And you know, I know they got new turf in Toronto, but what is it? Makes no sense. Why don't they let the thing calm down? That it's as lousy as he's playing and as lousy as he's batting, not playing. What's wrong with giving him 10 days up? Stay here, get your foot calmed down, and spend an hour and a half in the batting cage every day, right? Mm-hmm. To figure out what the hell you're doing.
Yep.
And no. So they're going to take him on the road. He's going to play 3 out of 6 games. And Buxton, I don't know. But it's the strikeout. The Snow comparison is becoming too easy to make with him as a hitter now, isn't it? What the, is that an example of another guy who's just a guess hitter? Because he's striking out at an incredible rate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this whole team, that's the
16.
what is it, three games?
I think
this season was 16.
Yeah, but this is the most impressive because Gallo wasn't in the lineup.
Yeah, because he's ILD.
I think the stat I read on Gallo, I saw it in Phil's show.
Yeah, I saw this, yes.
What, 19 out of his last 29 at-bats?
Yep.
Was it?
Yep, 19 strikeouts in his last 29 at-bats before they put him on the injured list with a hamstring.
But let's lead him off, because the goal of any good manager is to start, you know, it used to be a jinx. If you struck out the first batter, it was bad for the pitcher. Maybe we believe in it. Halsey Hall was telling us this in 1963. Maybe that metric is now 60 years later has caught on.
Halsey was ahead of his time, is what you're saying. On analytics, Halsey knew what he was talking about.
Get the first hitter up there, strike him out, and it's bad luck. Yeah, it used to be bad luck. Well, you could look it up. I think it was the first batter. It was something to do with the first. I mean, it couldn't have been to strike out the side in the first inning. It's bad luck because nobody did that. But, to strike out the first batter, bad luck. I'll look that up, but I think it's I remember that. It was supposed to be Halsey. Halsey had all the old, voodoo stuff. So,
right.
That was one of them. So maybe that's why, Gallo. I'm glad you just thought of that. Maybe that's an excuse. Maybe that's why we're doing it.
Rocco's just superstitious.
Wow.
It is.
Okay. Now we got that.
Yep.
We got Gray, and then we got Buxton, and, you know, oof. He's going to hit. If he plays more now, I don't know how long he's going to be out this time. But, if he doesn't play Tuesday, he can't be on the active list either, can he?
Buxton?
Yeah.
I don't know why they just didn't stick him on the IL over the weekend to get somebody up here.
Yes.
Get Wallner up here.
Yes. Let the poor ribs heal, man. I'm not moaning about him being too brittle or anything. When you get hit like that, 97 is straight.
You knew he wasn't going to play.
No.
This whole thing about, you know, hey, Correa's hoping to play Sunday. No, well, first it's Saturday, then it's Sunday. You knew he wasn't going to play.
Yes, and the thing that got me worked up, as I said, is the turf thing.
And you're right about the turf.
That's turf, yes. Yeah. You're going to blow the only two turf fields left, I think. Houston is grass, right?
Yeah, I think Houston is.
Because
Toronto's a new turf. Tampa's. It's a dome.
Yeah, it's a carp. It's carpet.
It's a dome.
It's the same stuff we had here when they opened the damn thing and the ball went boing.
You're right. And if he plays, he's going to be hurting. Correct.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jeez, they just do a lot of dumb things. And then, everybody's on this bandwagon now. I was on it last night and decided that, you know, okay, it's over. Kepler, it's done. It's done. You got Wallner ripping it up in St. Paul. Now he's going to come up here. He's going to strike out a lot.
Yep.
But Larnick has got to come off the. Larnick's ready to play. I'd rather have Larnick than Kepler because at least if he hits 220, it's going to be with some home runs. Kepler's hadn't hit any home runs since the Titleist was being used in 2019. But after. When did he break in? 16, 17? When did he break in?
I think 17. I think 17.
After this many years of not hitting the ball to left field, I think we can, I think we can figure out that and you said, you know, the whole thing this year was going to be, well, the shift.
Right.
So if we were still in the shift, he'd be hitting 170 instead of 192, right?
Yep.
It's just, I don't know what the deal is. It looks like a talented player, but sometimes, you know, he's become Sano.
What did they think they were going to get for him is my question.
Yeah, what are they still waiting for?
What did they think that they were going to get? They clearly thought, I mean, they shopped him. So they clearly thought, well, that's not enough for Max Kepler.
They might have been able to move him for nothing
if
they wanted to. But they didn't. And it's, you know, exactly. you got three left-handed hitters in St. Paul who can help you a hell of a lot more. Larnick, Wallner, and Julian. Now, Julian, you can't play him at second base, but yeah, maybe he could play some first base if somebody gets hurt. You're going to keep him there. He's going to stay there. But, I mean, if you took all four of those guys and in their current not Kepler being older and making more money, if you just put the talent they're bringing to the plate right now, Kepler would be a solid fourth. So what's the point? Now, are they going to announce something today? I suppose they did the old fashioned fly out yesterday and take the day off in Tampa again.
Yes.
Why do they do that, by the way, when you might have a day off at home where you want to make some decisions and then fly out that night? You got all day to make some decisions. You don't have to leave on Sunday.
Rocco likes to get the players into the city so that they can rest there, supposedly. That's what I read last year.
Yes, okay.
It came
he
up.
Likes that, but here's a day. You got a day to decide
with you.
What, okay, we're more than a third away into the season, and our hitting sucks.
Yes.
This is now 21 games. 21 games with two runs or less out of 61? Is it 60? No, they haven't played 61 yet. What are they? 31 and out of 60.
Hold on. I got to look it up.
I think it's 31 it's, and 29, right?
Yes.
Is that what they are? 31
I'm looking
29.
It up right now, but I think that's right.
Just think, though. Did you see what Toronto did last week? They have finally come out of their coma.
Mm-hmm.
All their pitchers pitch good. Barrios and a couple other guys. The big guy's not pitching good yet, but the rest of their starter, Gausman is, they have to face Gausman. They'll get two hits in nine innings, just like they usually do. But they got Tampa.
And Toronto.
If they win one, I'll be shocked with this collection, unless you do something. You got to do something.
How do you explain 15 runs on Wednesday and Thursday against Houston and then Cleveland on Thursday? And then I think they scored six runs in the three game. Or no, four runs. I think they were outscored
Friday,
six
Saturday,
to four by Cleveland in the final three games.
And lost two. Lost three.
Yeah.
No,
lost two. Because
yeah.
They won 1-0 in the Oberstart on Friday when I saw you.
Yes.
But how do you explain this?
Well, I explain the Houston game. I can't explain it because of Hunter. My theory on Hunter Brown is if they hadn't called that Kepler pitch a foul ball.
Yep.
And then he blooped a single to left and all hell started loose. If he just struck him out, that would have been six strikeouts and seven batters, I believe. And he was cruising, but he might be one of those guys who isn't good on the stretch. I don't know what happened. But then they got a couple of bloop hits and they got something going and hey, we turned it around.
Right.
Everything's great. And then they came home. Who'd they face Thursday?
Cleveland.
Yeah, but who pitched? You remember?
It was somebody I didn't recognize.
You see, they got rid of Plesac. They released Plesac.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I guess he's a pain in the ass.
He is supposed to be a pain in the ass, plus he's...
But they just keep developing pitching. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, whoever this...
These guys
out
of the
bullpen. Oh, the guy, the rookie pitched Thursday, who'd been pretty good, but he kind of became rattled. BB or something.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah, whatever his name was.
Yes.
But, I mean, if that team wins a division, it's an embarrassment to the grand old game. Now, I think it's probably an embarrassment that any one of these five teams is going to win a division.
It's unwatchable.
You know what would be great? I said if baseball does this tremendous change where they make everything regional, you know, they're talking, so and you got like three leagues, you know, three, boom, boom, boom. How would the Central look right now if we had the AL Central and the NL Central, which is just as rotten as the AL Central? Pittsburgh is not. Pittsburgh had 2 weeks when they didn't get a run, and they're in first place. The Cardinals have the worst record in the National League.
Milwaukee was in first couple of days ago with a negative run differential.
Oh, they're terrible. They got this whole lineup plan now. Who the hell are these guys? They got like, I don't know if they got a bunch of guys hurt or if this is what they left themselves with, but they got, you know, they got Yelich, who's not nearly what he was. He got his money at the right time.
Yes.
Because he had a fantastic MVP year, but he has been ordinary. And they got Rowdy, you know, Rowdy will come up
Rowdy.
And hit a home run every once in a while. Did they have Vogel back for a while?
Yes.
So you had Volvo back and Rowdy?
I don't know. Was
they ever
Rowdy
have
there?
The two of them?
Was Rowdy in Tampa at the
what
time?
A, you know, what a tag team. They could have taken on the Russians in 19, you know, the Kalmykov brothers versus Rowdy and Vogelback. It would be a battle.
Do you recall the old Brewers when they started had like the two big beer-bellied guys swinging bats?
Yeah.
That's what those guys look like. They look like the actual mascot from back then.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You remember the Twins draft choice, Hudson Boyd, the pitcher? He was like a second rounder.
I remember the name.
And he ate himself out of house. He ate himself out of baseball. The second year, he came in like 40 pounds heavier than he did the first. I did a piece on him like the next year because he'd lost a bunch of weight. And, but then he couldn't pitch, you know. He and Vogelback were high school teammates.
No kidding.
The pregame meal must have been at the all you can eat buffet because they were high school teammates.
Old country buffet, probably.
And Hudson ended up. God, I wonder whatever happened to him. I hope he found a job at the Super America or some damn thing because he was not a bright young man when I talked to him. But you felt sorry for him almost because he'd gotten that money and it was one of those goofy Twins draft choices. He was right across the street at South Fort Myers High School and first time, and they saw him, and they drafted him. So it was just that might have been one of the last acts of Darren Johnson. I'm not sure. Then he had the lefty who he drafted ahead of Benintendi, the lefty reliever from Illinois.
Was that Tyler J?
Tyler J. I had buddies who were scouts who were all in the room, Benintendi. Got to draft Benintendi because he went next to Boston.
Right.
And we needed pitching, so we...
How far did Tyler J even get? Did he get to double A?
He got to double A.
God, there have been some bad draft picks.
I don't think he ever made triple.
Remember Matt Moses?
Yeah. Well, when I wrote Sunday about bad relief pitchers, villainous relief pitchers, I went back to Adam Johnson.
Yep.
Who was the number two overall draft choice in 2000. And the only reason they drafted him was because they could save money, right? Or 2010. 2010, right? No.
No, before. No,
no
I
no,
think it was
2000.
Yeah.
2000.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, that was a dome.
And then
era.
They rushed him up the next year, and he had three starts and got hammered, and then they let him pitch relief. And then 2 years later, he came up for a couple of games. So, he was a nice guy. They just screwed up, you know.
And then your column was paid off. Because Jorge came in again. He's unpitchable.
What happened?
He's lost all control.
I can't take any credit for him, though. I thought he was great. I don't know the first 10 games of the year. Sit down. You got no chance.
He's lost control.
I know.
He almost hit two guys in the head, I think.
Yeah. And then every breaking ball, if it doesn't hit somebody, and it just comes in and goes, hit me.
What the hell happened?
I don't know. And somebody said release point.
Were they talking about his pitching or the actual decision to release? At what point do you release? I mean, my God.
Or the release landing, which is, it's awful. I think he should get a respectable haircut, get rid of the blonde stuff, you know. Going to kind of redo his whole image as a professional. Make himself look like a professional.
He's just...
See what happens. And they'd love to, you know, he's been out of option since 2020, so you can't do anything with him.
And the worst part is you traded a guy with an ERA with U of 9, and now he's become the best relief pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, and that was the minor prospect in that trade.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah. But I mean, he is... I don't know what they're going to do because you got to fix them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, one of these didn't work out.
Well, Griffin Jacks is now going to be at the end again, the end, because he's been okay. But Jorge's got to be your fourth inning. The starter got knocked out. I mean, poor Sonny Gray, too.
Oh, God.
Saturday. He's gonna finish six innings and 70 pitches. He hangs one hook. The guy hits a home run, and he's got no chance to win the game.
Joe Ryan yesterday, Pat.
Yeah, Ryan was fantastic.
Both of those guys deserved to pitch as deep as they did. They gave up hits.
Nothing.
But, you know, who cares? Look at the scores.
Somebody rally. Somebody do something. Oh,
you know what would be great?
What's amazing is the upset of the century is Thursday night. They scored three in the eighth and won it in the ninth. That three-run rally in the eighth. I bet they haven't had one of those in a year.
I would love to hear Gray if you pulled him aside, you know, between starts.
Yeah.
Said, what do you think of this?
Oh, he's a very candid talker.
But, I mean, this is the point where I think, you know, the pitchers start to say, it'd be nice to get a little bleeping run support here.
Yes, yeah, it would. Yeah, it would.
He ain't coming back here. He ain't going to stick around.
Is he a free agent?
Yes.
Yeah.
He ain't going to stick around here.
Well, that's, you know, right now it's, man alive. What is going to happen? I mean, they lost Malley and Maeda's, he'll be a reliever when he comes back probably.
Yeah.
Because the stuff is not what it was 2 years ago.
And who's going to bump?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what happens if, I mean, how late into the season have they basically gotten to pitch all five guys in recent years? Not too often. I mean, they lost two, so I guess you can't really make that statement. But they've had the same five guys going. Ober and Barlin have both been really good, and the other three have been terrific. And Pablo's your third best starter.
Yes.
You know, that's pretty good.
No, it's great.
Mm-hmm. He runs into a little
trouble. They should have swept the series.
Yeah.
They should have swept the series.
Oh, God, yes.
They should have won all four games.
Goodbye, Cleveland. You could have buried him.
Yeah.
Now Cleveland leaves. And I got to think Tito. I don't know if Tito's a drinker or not, but I got to think late at night, he's sitting in his hotel room having a drink. He's like, how the hell did we win? How am I ever winning any games with this collection? Who are these guys?
And when's the last time they had any pop?
I don't know. Been a long time since they had Manny and Tomy and Baez.
And Jose is good, but he didn't do much here. But, I mean, you look at the rest of that lineup.
Mm-hmm. And Jose, right-handed, is terrible.
Yeah.
So Joe Ryan was really good, and he deserved a chance to pitch to Jose. But if you're going by the numbers, they should have brought the left-hander in. But then Caleb comes in and gives up a triple.
Right.
So what difference does it make?
Exactly.
It's the king of flailing, though. 16 strikeouts. God almighty. I don't know. I don't think they should be in a panic, but they should make some decisions, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
You got to make some decisions.
Well, they got to go in.
They might be wasting the hottest period of Matt Wallner's life as a hitter. He'll never be this hot again.
Nope. And it started here.
Yeah,
and then
six or seven times in a row.
But they got to go in every day and say, how are we not up by 9 or 10 games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's the other thing.
With the pitching they've had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pitching's been a dream come true.
I will say I'm among them. We don't get answers. We don't get answers. Of course, even if you ask the question, you know, what the hell are you doing? You know, why are you keeping Kepler? They're going to triple talk around the damn thing. So, yeah, I mean, it's like every other team in town except Guerin. Guerin might say, he's got about a week and I'm running his ass out of here or something. But nobody else would. Yeah.
But it's... I mean, in this division, Pat, they should be up by 10 games.
Well, 5 or 6 for sure. The White Sox are going to win the division at 79-83. Ooh. That's my prediction. I think we can have an under 500 winner, don't you? Now that they're not playing each other, you know, you're playing
13 instead of
24 fewer games.
Thank God.
So that's, you know,
I love this new schedule.
So
by
that's
the way.
Getting rid of. Yeah,
Detroit coming here, or you know, Kansas City.
The whole late summer being just the one division is no good. I mean, the crowds over the weekend were pretty good, right? They had 23 yesterday,
27 on Saturday, which was a really good crowd. Yesterday was not great, and I don't know if we stayed away because of the heat. Which
probably the heat.
It was 85 and muggy a little bit, but it wasn't terrible. It was a breeze.
We spend all winter complaining. You can't get hot enough for me. I don't care. You know, I don't care. I'm never going to. I rarely complain about the heat.
I'm not a big fan, but I'm talking 95.
And, yeah, right.
And where you're dripping wet. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was not that bad.
No, no. But you know what? Part of it is what I was talking about last week. I went with three people and spent over $300.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it ain't cheap.
Yep.
You get a decent ticket. If you get a decent seat, now you can find, if you want to find bargains and go to Coke and a hot dog night and stuff like that, you yep. can. But what I'm saying is just deciding on Friday to go to, or deciding on Saturday to go to a game on Sunday and see what tickets are available. Yeah, that's three people, $300. That's, you know, a little over 300 or whatever. I don't know how much over 300, but it was over 300.
Yep.
So that do make a difference, too, with all sports teams in town, except the Wild and the Vikings. The Wild and the Vikings, nobody cares. The Wild, I brought two kids, my wife and two kids to the game, and I spent $450, and I can't be happier.
And yeah,
I
and can't we bought customized
now
jerseys.
Now we got to go get jerseys, yep. too.
And the Vikings, sure, yeah.
Unfortunately for me, I spent the weekend, instead of watching the Twins faithfully in person like you did, I spent the weekend watching 13-year-old baseball. It's not, they don't have speed-up rules going, but you're not going to get any of these 2-1 games.
Yeah.
you're not getting any of these 2-1 games. In fact, you find yourself in the fourth inning rooting for one more run to make it the 10-run rule.
Oh, God,
so you
yeah.
can get the hell out of there.
Amen.
Please get this guy home.
I love the 10-run rule.
Get him home, please. Luke's fighting Raptors or whatever they are. We're leading 18-9 going into the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, I got that 19.
First guy makes an out. I'm going, oh, no, no, no. Get him. And then the second kid gets on. And, you know, they just run to second because it's now you can steal now and nobody can throw you out.
Right.
But then we get two outs. And we still don't have him home. And it's like you're more nervous than whether Puck's going to get a home run in the World Series because you know. You can, they score a run. You can say, hey, way to go, and leave.
Yep.
So.
Did they get the run?
They got the run.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Oh, yay.
The 10 wow. run rule is one of the, whoever invented it.
The 10 run rule.
God
yeah.
bless them.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's fantastic. We had two 10 run rules. We had a great game Saturday, though. Ryan and Luke's. Ryan's kid, my stepson, and one of his two buddies, three buddies from high school that they're still joined at the hip. His son, who's in St. Michael, they played each other, and they were the starting pitchers against each other. It was quite a rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we 10-run them, too.
We throw some strikes?
Luke threw mostly strikes, yeah. It's compared to a few years ago. Grandma was there, too, and like a year ago or so, Grandma showed up and he choked completely and started. He's a kid. I don't want to spend all his time, but a lot of self-loathing.
Oh.
He has a hard time shaking off a misplay or a bad pitch or something. He's got that going for him, which is not, you know, it's too much suffering when things go wrong, you know?
Yeah. That can be detrimental in sports.
Yes. Yes. I never really had that. I don't think later on, you know,
eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule, customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little you need. You can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up those springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/unchained50 and use code unchained50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while subscription is active. That's code unchained50 at factormeals.com.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Yeah, I just stopped playing, so.
Yeah, well, that's...
For me, that wasn't hard.
That's good. It's
easier to criticize than hate yourself.
Oh, God, yes.
That's what I thought.
Well, I've discovered that after high school, for sure. You know, that, you know, making...
Who can I watch and pass judgment on, damn it? Jorge Lopez. I could never do what he does, but you
suck. I could
get
a hit off him if he didn't walk me or hit me in the head or some damn thing.
Amen.
I can't... Is Royce Lewis going to play Tuesday?
I doubt it.
Going to have a bad
night. Well, how about coming out and saying there's no concussion symptoms? You don't know.
No. And plus, what's his neck going to feel like?
Can we sit him down right now and tell him, look, kid, live to play tomorrow.
Yes.
Don't slam into fences. And I know that wasn't all his fault on Sunday. But, you know, there was the play on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Where he dives backwards and takes the divot out with his knee.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We don't need another Buxton.
No. Yeah. They're going to have to do something because you know damn well he's going to show up at the park in Tampa at 2 o'clock in the afternoon Tuesday saying, my neck ain't feeling too. I can play, but I got to swing like this.
I can't look at the ball.
I got to swing like Joey Gallo.
Please, I mean, can we just get a normal baseball player in here?
Yeah, I mean, the DL was just, they loved using the DL all those years, and now that they can, they don't do it. I don't, this playing like this. And then the poor manager, you've had diverticulitis, huh? Did you tell me you've had it?
No.
Who told me they had it?
I don't know.
I know somebody yesterday. Mm-mm. Well, my wife had it. It was horrible when she had it, but. People who've had it bad say it's the worst thing there is, so painful and everything. But poor Rocco, he's got that. He's got twins on the way, and he's got a team that can't score more than two runs.
And his wife's due in September.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's going to be busy.
With two of them.
Yeah.
So
which will make three young, you know, two babies and a young toddler.
They're definitely not going to change the schedule to fly the night of the off day then. They're gonna, three kids at home. Yeah.
We're about to get a lot of Jace Tingler, I think, in September.
Yeah, could be. He's I was involved in a conversation with him the other day. Nice guy, you know. He seems to be fairly sharp. I didn't realize he coached college for quite a while.
Oh,
so,
did he?
Yeah, I think so. So, anyway, twins, very disappointing. Very disappointing. I think maybe more because of the do nothing than the fact that the way they can't score any runs, the way that, come on, nothing wrong with acting. Let's do something.
It's just frustrating because they finally got the starting pitching
so
pretty damn good.
I couldn't stand to watch him for a while yesterday.
Yep.
So I clicked over and I got the Texas game. I saw six ABs. They hit five rockets, including one by Mitch Garver and one by Robbie Grossman.
They're incredible.
Robbie, they have been over. This was their 16th game with 10 or more runs.
And
double
second
figures.
Second consecutive, too, now, right?
Oh, it was. I happened to be listening to the Seattle guys, and they were not bitter. They were just saying, this was when they only had. The end of the inning, they had seven, but it was only the third inning. But I think they got five the inning I was watching them, and it was Rocket City. They got a catcher I have never heard of. Have you ever heard of Jonah Heim?
Mm-mm.
Jonah, 41 RBIs.
Really?
He's got 39 RBIs in, what was the situation? 39 when he's got two strikes on him or something. It's a Jonah
Heim. What the hell happened?
I don't know. They're machines. Simeon, of all those middle infielders that got signed,
I mean, Sager's good, too, when he plays.
Yeah, he's hurt.
But Simeon's a hitting machine. He's hitting 20-some games in a row, and he's
at
fantastic.
9 home runs, 47 RBIs.
Look at their RBI totals.
Garcia's at 51.
Who is he? I don't even know who he is.
Young at third base at 38.
That's not a Dallas guy. That's not the guy. That's not Abascal Garcia.
It's a Dallas Garcia.
Who's he? I don't know who he is.
I think
I got him confused with Abascal.
He started off with the Cardinals for a year in 18. He's been with Texas since 20.
Wow.
So
yeah, he's got.
But they're crazy.
He was hitting like seventh yesterday, and they said, "Hey, he knocks in his 51st run." I said, "What?" You know, I haven't been paying any attention.
28 runs on Saturday and Sunday combined.
28, 12, and 16.
16 on Saturday, 12
yesterday
on Sunday. But they won 2-0 on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know who pitched. Well, DeGrom hasn't been pitching either, right? DeGrom hasn't even been shut down again.
Oh, did they?
He's been up.
I don't follow the Rangers that close. I just heard. I saw the scores.
One of their pitchers is supposed to be Jake Odorizzi, but he's hurt too, right?
He's been hurt for like 3 years.
Yeah, he's always hurt. But it's
Eovaldi's pitched well.
Yes. Yeah.
He's pitched well. 2.24 ERA.
Yeah. Well, they.
Martin Perez.
Martin is there, yeah.
4.43.
He was their all-star last year.
DeGrom has made only 6 starts.
Yeah, right. And I think he's coming back again here, but he'll be hurt again.
It doesn't make
any difference. They score. In a modern speed-up baseball where teams are having a horrible time scoring runs, they're unbelievable.
But is Bochy this good? I mean, he's been successful before. So.
Yeah, well, what's he say? Hey, hit the ball, guy.
I don't know. He's like 70 now, too.
Yeah, he is. He just.
I thought he was done.
I think he quit the Giants because he didn't want to watch that anymore.
I don't blame him.
And then they go and win 107 games in a miracle.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But you were right. That was the most improbable season of all time. Because then they went right back in the
They're not,
crapper.
They're not terrible. They're pluckier than this outfit, that's for sure, but they're not.
You hit on the thing that always strikes me about the Twins now, which is they do a lot of just inexplicably dumb things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you said, they don't make moves. They keep
guys
too long.
Usually then they make too many moves.
Yeah.
But now Waldner's red hot.
Right.
But we call up Garlic.
Right.
Because we might face some left-handed pitching.
But then just IL Buxton. Call them both up.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
Let's see if Waldner's hot enough to hit a left-hander.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't.
Or Larnick. Larnick might hit 220 like Kepler, but he's going to hit a home run every week. You know? It's Kepler.
Well, yeah. Well, you know. And how about allowing Kirilloff to start against lefties?
Yes.
His splits aren't that bad.
No. It's, I don't know.
It's a very, yeah. They drive you crazy.
They do. How about Jimmy Butler evening up the series?
You watch that game last night?
They make some threes, man. They are not,
game.
You know, we always look at Miami and say, that tough, hard nose. Yeah, but they got a bunch of guys off the street shooting threes.
Spoelstra's ability, though, to pull the strings at the right times and use guys. Kevin Love, like, didn't play for 3 or 4 consecutive. Last night he starts.
Yeah. Yeah, he sees something that he wanted. You never know what he sees.
And then what's it? Mitchell
Martin?
Robinson comes off the bench last night and starts in the second half knocking down threes.
Yeah. They got Struess. Yeah. Duncan Robinson, the kid from Michigan who's been terrible.
I know.
Had a bad year.
Duncan, that's right.
He comes in and makes them from all over.
I know.
But then they got this Max Struess who, you know, was lucky to make the Fort Wayne Ants. He's making threes. And this Vincent is a star. And Martin, I don't know who the hell this guy is, and he's their second best player. So,
but then he's tailed off. So he didn't start. Like, that's the thing. Spoelstra's always moving things around.
And he's got a team where he probably only needs to worry about two egos, Jimmy and Bam, right?
Yeah.
That's the rest of them, what the hell?
Yeah,
they're interchangeable.
Lowry's now about 67 years old.
He likes playing.
Yeah.
He
likes, but I mean, he's
going to do that.
He's not, I don't think he's going to complain that much.
Yeah. It is. And you know, the thing about Denver is, got the best player in the world, and Murray's great, but they're not deep. They go like seven guys. Yep. I think there was a couple of games earlier in the playoffs they played seven guys.
Yep.
So they don't have the guy that I haven't played in a week, but I'm going to put him out there and he's going to make a bunch of threes for me. They don't have the bench that Miami has. And
but they are,
you know,
so
the other thing is,
mm-hmm,
Butler's thinner, don't you think, than he was here? Doesn't he? I mean, he was always muscular and stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
But he looks like he's, you know, they're big on weight. Did you hear that somebody told a story about the first thing when they had him down just to talk? They had him weigh. They had him go stand on the scale and weigh in. This was while he was trying to decide who to sign with.
Yep.
They weigh you in every day there because that's the Pat Riley thing. To make sure,
and they want you at it.
They want.
They don't
you
want you to be
weight.
Too thin, more they so than anything.
I don't know. Some of it might be too fat. I don't know. You know, they want it. I guess they want to make sure you're just staying in physical condition. But it's a discipline thing more than anything. It's just that, you know, we're not letting you get away with doing whatever you want to do for a week. You know, we're making sure that
you're smart.
You know, yeah. Well, whatever they
sure
do.
Doesn't happen here.
Although they're wearing out the cultures, the Miami culture.
That's heat culture. We call it heat culture.
Heat culture.
Not to be confused with Golden Knight culture or Panther
Everybody
culture.
Everybody else's culture. Culture. Gee, I thought I watched a little hockey game. I thought Florida was going to beat them. And then what was it? How many empty netters were there? Two?
No, just one.
Just one.
But they scored. Okay. They scored to take, a two-goal lead late?
Yeah, because they didn't. Yeah. It was 3-2 for most of the third period, right? It was 2-2. But Florida's good. They're dangerous.
And how about both of those teams being 8 seeds?
The
Panthers.
Amazing.
And the Heat barely got in.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Heat had to win a
play-in game.
They lost the first play-in.
Yeah.
Who beat them the first play-in game?
I'd have to look. Who would they beat? Chicago?
I think they beat Chicago, yeah. Chicago was 7 seed, right?
But.
Yeah, they must have won at Chicago, right?
Let me see here. Heat and play-in game. I don't know for sure. What?
No way Chicago couldn't have been the 7 seed. So they lost the 7-8 game to somebody.
I'll find it. But the Panthers game, I think that's going to go 6 or,
I think
or
so
7.
Too. Yeah. Well, Las Vegas overcame the home field, the home ice disadvantage to win the first one.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. No, you know what? It's not listed here.
We do.
Oh, well.
Declan remembers.
No, he's talking to somebody. So.
But they did. You know, they could have been gone.
Yeah.
Gone right off the bat.
Yeah, well, at the end of the hockey season, if the Penguins had won their game, I think they played the Blackhawks, they would have knocked the Panthers out.
Really?
So both of those teams could have easily been out.
So
and both are in the finals.
And everybody got fired in Pittsburgh because they lost to the Blackhawks.
Kyle Dubas just got the job, and I guess he's cleaned house. So
who's that?
Dubas. Kyle Dubas, who was the GM in Toronto. Is now the president of hockey operations in Pittsburgh.
And he gave
got a 7-year contract.
He's running everybody out?
And he's going to run people out, yes.
So he got Austin Matthews, and that makes him a genius, huh?
No, you know what? He is an analytics guy.
Oh,
and
goody.
Pittsburgh just fired Ron Hextall,
who was awful. Who was just
old-time hockey, but oh, my God, was he awful. Yeah. So,
what's your view of analytics in hockey? Is it that important? I mean, what are they? What is our analytic? In baseball we got all this stuff, but what are we determining?
Puck possession is big. I think in hockey it is very. I think in all sports it can help.
Yes.
But if you stake your claim on that, I think you're going to have trouble. I think part of the Twins' problem is exactly that. Sometimes,
yeah.
I think they're very good at trying to project. But I don't know sometimes that they actually understand what they're watching.
Now, Rocco told me this I asked him about it about 3 weeks ago. What did you see in Gallo? Why did you want Gallo?
Yep.
And he went on, and they couldn't have been happier with him. And he's an athlete, and he does all these things. But
I remember the quote.
When push comes to shove, he's going to strike out 45% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a value. That you can't be a valuable player striking out 45% of the time. You know, Glenn Gostick, good old Glenn Gostick, number one advisor to Tommy Breyer.
And used to keep score in front of the press box at the Metrodome.
Yes, yes.
I remember.
And don't call him up and ask for a hit. They basically got rid of him because he would have no time for fools if they called a complaint. He basically just wouldn't talk to him. He was great, but he had standards too. You know, there were a lot more errors.
If he was a stats maven before,
whole deal, and he used to, I'd get his folder like 3 weeks after the season ended, and his whole thing was what made you valuable was advancing base runners, and that included yourself, okay?
All right.
Advancing bases, getting your team to advance bases.
Okay.
So you walk, you get a two. You get two. Or if there's two guys on, you get three. You and two guys advance. And a hits and everything. His whole thing was advancing base runners. And it was, you'd look at it, and it was always interesting. And the amount of work he put into it was incredible. This was for all of the major leagues. And the amount of work he had, it wasn't like you go to the internet and find everything.
No
like
baseball
back
reference.
Then.
Yep.
And you'd get the packet. Well, when you strike out, you're getting a zero and on the Glastic system. You know, how can that? Everybody always says all out, it's just another out. Well, it's not just another out. Because if there's a guy on second base, and you hit a fly ball and he goes to third, I wouldn't call it a productive out, but it's not as useless as a strikeout. Mm-hmm. A strikeout is useless.
Right.
And are they now leading the majors with this surge they're having?
They have to be, don't they?
I think I saw something that.
I hope for the rest of the teams they are.
You know how much trouble Kepler's in, by the way?
What's it?
Gleeman has turned on him.
Oh, he did a great piece on him. And how about him refusing to play center field? Gleeman reported that Kepler is now basically has told them the last couple of years, I ain't playing there.
Because he doesn't think he's any good or what?
I think he thinks he's better and right, which he is.
Yeah, he is, but sometimes you need him.
But how about the audacity to tell him to go buzz off?
Yeah, there was something strange going on before he didn't make the trip to California.
Yes.
And I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they announce it, it won't be today. I wouldn't be surprised if he's gone Tuesday. I still won't.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be surprised. You know, I'm sure I'm sure he's on waivers. You know, I'm sure he's on waivers.
Yeah.
And see if anybody claims him, which they won't.
I heard that
it's like putting Dalvin Cook on waivers.
I heard they were too pleased with him, especially I think he got hurt again against the Cubs. And he came in because he played the next day and then left or didn't feel good. And I heard that they were basically didn't think he was hurt bad enough to have to go back on the or to have to pull himself out.
I don't know.
But he's a weird dude, Pat. He's always been a weird dude.
Yeah, he's never, his quotes have always been useless, so I never talked to him, but hardly at all. But it looked like he was going to be a good player. I saw him in the fall league when he was playing with Buxton and Eddie Rosario way back. Eddie was playing second and Kepler was playing first. And Buxton was playing center field. Yeah, Eddie was a second baseman. And he was a little erratic over there, but I would have kept using him there some of the time just to keep him, you know, valuable and stuff. But I don't know. But it's gone. It's done. It's done. If he goes somewhere and gets fixed, fine. Who cares? Who cares? It's not going to happen here.
It's not going to happen with the Popkins pop guns because he's one of them. You know, it's not going to happen.
Have you used that one yet?
Now, Popkins. I said on Twitter today, which one do you like better, the Whiffin' Poo Poofs or the Popkins like, pop guns?
That's pretty good. Popkins pop guns is good.
Yeah. So, yeah, man alive. We got back. We tried to get off to something else, but we came back and started.
Yeah, we can't help ourselves. Well, it's frustrating to watch. It's ridiculous. You should have swept the series in your starting pitching. You finally got your starting pitching right.
Yeah.
You're allowing them to pitch deep into games, and now you're losing because nobody can get a damn hit.
Yeah.
And it's not like you don't have guys on base.
And it's not like, I mean, I didn't see this coming. I didn't see
this
coming.
Yeah, you did say.
But I said
you did.
They're not going to win more than, but they're going to win about the same level they did last year. And this year it's going to be because they can't hit.
Yep, you did say that.
Now, I didn't say they can't hit at all, which is what's happened. And their stats are distorted by the fact that every once in a while they get 11 runs.
Yes.
But their win totals, and I mean, their scoring, their run totals and their defeats have got to be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You think they're in their defeats? Well, they probably aren't averaging more than 2.5 runs a game.
And you're playing Cleveland that can't really hit. Again, the last three games of that series, the final score of the whole thing was 6-4.
And my guy, Miles Straw, they couldn't get him out.
Well,
for
once you announced that, you must have heard it.
Yeah. What? Well, throw the ball. I did say throw the ball down the middle, which they did, and he blooped in some hits. But I don't know. What else we got on our mind locally? Anything? Boy, this is the... What did we find out at pre-mini camp?
OTAs.
Well, who's now is the receiver not?
Yeah, Jefferson.
Is Addison not practicing?
He's not practicing, but we don't know why. Just a little something.
They won't tell
day
us.
Day.
They don't.
I asked.
And they never have to tell you what it is until training camp starts, right?
No, heck, until the season starts.
Until the season starts.
The first injury report is the Wednesday before the first game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we have no idea what's wrong. But he's supposed to be back soon. Jefferson's not there because he wants a new contract.
Yes.
Daniil's not there because he wants a new contract. And Delvin's not there because I would hope they're about to trade him because I don't know why
don't
we're waiting.
No, but he's going to have to negotiate a deal with somebody.
Yeah, he's going to have to take a pay cut somewhere.
Take a pay cut. What would he make from this team? Does he have any more money coming, or can they get rid of? I know there's a cap hit.
Yeah,
but do they owe him money if they cut him?
I don't know. They owe him any more guaranteed, but his contract carries. You know, it's like what 12 base.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's way too much.
Well, who's going to? And if you trade for him, you pick up the 12.
Well, he'd have to renegotiate. You ain't going to pick up that.
No, but what I'm saying is, it's a 12 hit. For the Vikings, is it also a 12 hit for Buffalo if they take him?
It changes slightly because of how it works for trades. So,
but it's still somebody's got to take on $8-9 million of cap space, right?
Yeah,
if you're Buffalo, you can't afford to.
They're going to have to cut him.
Yeah,
I think they're screwed. I think they're going to have to cut him, which is fine.
When they can now cut him at. With the lower cap hit.
Yes. Right? Yeah. His base salary for this year is $10.4 million, and his cap hit is 14.1.
But the 10.4 is not guaranteed.
Yeah.
So he already is.
Damn right, because it's the greatest league in the world. Most dangerous sport there is.
No, it's
nobody gets guarantees.
D. Morris Smith, man.
I've always said, why would you pay?
I wonder where his mansion is. I wonder what island that he owns. Island does he own some faraway place that nobody knows is out there?
When's the first guy from this league going to call up and say, I'm not paying union dues anymore?
Yeah, that's true.
Why am I paying union dues for you guys to job me on everything? CBA, guaranteed money.
And now you're going to have me play another game. You're going to have me play 18. Oh, God.
That's coming in about.
Because these guys... With no guaranteed money, I mean, with no guarantee that the contract you sign is your contract, they're going to take any cash they can get, right? I mean,
they're never going to strike because of that.
Mm-hmm. The only thing, that's my one admiration of Kirk Cousins.
How much of that do we have to guarantee? All of it that was originally. Now he's taking a little bit of a discount, isn't he?
Yes. But still, that's one of the great contracts.
He's at camp?
He's happy.
Oh, happy. Just a happy guy.
Just a happy. Happy as can be.
Who's his backup?
Nick Mullins, who was...
Oh, he was here last year. Same guy they had last year.
And then they've got the kid that they drafted.
How short is he? He's supposed to be a short guy, isn't he? The BYU kid.
Jaren Hall? Yeah, he's probably 6 feet.
Who's older, him or Nick Mullins?
Oh, he's younger.
Not, but he's supposed to be 25.
Yeah, he's 25. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think Nick Mullins has been around now for a while, too, because he started... Mm-hmm. Who did he start for a few years back?
San Francisco. Somebody got a bunch of guys hurt.
Yeah, he started.
Yeah. So the Kirk situation then is, when they did the last thing with him, does it look like they're moving on after this year or next year?
I don't know.
Can they hang for two?
Well, I mean,
do they have a contract that they can enforce with him for 2 years or just one?
This is the last year of his contract. That they can enforce.
And didn't they do something?
Save
cap money?
Void years, but those years don't count on the cap. They're a cap manipulation, but they don't keep the player.
So when he leaves, you're going to have some kind of a cap hit for 3 years something, right?
Correct.
$3-4 million.
My guess is they extend him for at least one more year.
Mm-hmm. It depends upon probably.
I mean, they can find,
if they win.
But they're not going to be bad enough to draft him.
Oh, God, no.
This offense can be good.
They're in the same situation as the Twins. Not quite as, but they're in the same situation as the Twins.
I just hope they're
smarter.
With
the Packers being bad.
Yep.
The division's terrible because they're the Lions. I don't care what you say. They're the Lions. And remember when Jim Schwartz was the answer? And boy, they're on the way. And the next year they were 5-11 or something.
The poor Jim Caldwell.
Yeah. Jim Caldwell is, oh, God, we're 9-7. We didn't live up to expectations. Your expectation there should always be 4-12. Now 13 or 5-12. Now 5-12 losses should always be the
expectation. And in a couple of years, it'll be 5-13.
Yes, right. It should always be 12 losses, no matter how many games you play. They won.
Yep.
They have won, is this true still, one playoff game since 1957?
Yeah, I think so.
Because they won the title.
Yep. They got to the NFC Championship game in 93, was it?
But they only had to win one game to get there, right?
Yep, because they won. I think they won the Central.
And
Dallas. That's who they played in the championship, and then they got beat by Dallas.
Yeah. Didn't they have an exhibition game with Tampa when not a playoff game with Tampa, and they lost like 9-3 or something? No, that was with the Rams. That was the Rams.
Yeah.
That was Rams-Tampa. NFC title game.
Oh, God, that was like 77, 78?
Yeah, so that was one of the worst games of all time.
Oh, God.
The NFC wasn't real
strong. You talk about two
yet.
Teams that didn't belong. Well, that's like 2 years after Tampa hadn't won a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Doug Williams, I think, was the quarterback.
John McKay, damn, I'd still go out and work the visitors' locker room.
What'd you think about the execution of your players?
I'm in favor. Come on in and meet the fellas. It was the best ever in that little cubicle at Met Stadium outside the visitors club. That's where he did his press conference. There were like 12 of us in there. And the room is 1/8 as big as this. We're all in there, a bunch of fat ass sports writers and McKay with a cigar going. you don't want to hear from me anymore. You want to talk to them fellas. Come on in and meet. Pushes the door open, says, come on in and meet the fellas. This was after he disemboweled them for like 10 minutes. It was great.
Oh.
It was unbelievable. All righty. That was a very good Unchained. People got more than they deserved. Thank you. Goodbye.